Welcome to the Visegrad Insight podcast from Central Europe on Central Europe.
Good morning. Today our guest is Jakub Jaraczewski, a leading Polish constitutional lawyer who is also member of Berlin-based Democratic Reporting International, which is a think tank devoted to the rule of law and democracy in Europe. Jakub Jaraczewski is among a group of scholars and lawyers in Europe who monitor rule of law and democratic developments across the continent, with obviously particular interest in countries where there are problems with both issues, namely Poland, Hungary, and some other Central and Eastern European member countries. Jakub, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Welcome. Thank you very much for inviting me to this podcast.
Right. So we democracy triumphed in Poland in the elections on Sunday. Record high turnout, 73% or even slightly more. So people showed up, and it seems they voted the current government out. But the ruling party, Law and Justice, came first. And it seems it may be tasked by the president with trying to form the government, despite the fact that it doesn't have a majority in parliament. How long do you think it might take before we see a government formed in Poland?
So, unfortunately, this is where things become a little bit complicated. The initiative will be first with President Andrzej Duda, who has a complete freedom in choosing the person whom they will approach and propose to form the government. And the Polish constitutional custom is that this person is coming from a political party which had the highest share of vote, which means that most likely President Duda is going to designate somebody from Law and Justice, Peace, the party that came through in the first in the election. And following on that, a process begins where this person will first assemble and propose a government. And then after the new parliament is inaugurated, most likely on the 15th of November, this person will seek a vote of confidence from the parliament. And that will be the moment of truth, because if Peace alone or together with their possible coalition ally, Konfederacja, the far-right libertarian party, will be able somehow to gather at least 231 votes in the Sejm, then they would be able to install this government. It is highly unlikely, because all signs point to Peace, even together with Konfederacja, lacking at least a double digit of votes in the parliament to form a majority. And quite possibly this sequence of events will result in the proposed Peace Prime Minister losing the vote of confidence, and that meaning that the initiative is going to switch to the parliament, and then the current opposition parties will have a chance to propose their candidate for the Prime Minister and vote them in with a majority of votes coming from the most likely from civic coalition, the left, and the third way. However, this process will take some time, and it's entirely possible that we will see it played out in November or even December. So there will be a period of uncertainty during which Peace will likely try whatever they can in order to secure the support, and they will be sending out signals that they're close to this and they likely have this support. There will be a lot of nervousness in awaiting this first session of the new parliament and no confidence vote. So we are still facing several weeks of uncertainty until we will finally be able to confidently say what the outcome of the elections was.
Do you believe there is any risk of law and justice abusing their current position, the fact that they're leading a caretaker government, and it may take a while before parliament is convened during these few weeks to take measures or initiatives trying to basically subvert the vote and change the outcome.
I am not as much afraid of what peace can do until the new parliament is established, as I am worried about the actual legal situation of the vote. Apart from the process of appointing the prime minister, now the Supreme Court will be hearing election protests and will be within 90 days of the elections, will pass a resolution on whether those elections were valid. And this will be handled at the Supreme Court by one of its new chambers established under the peace rule, the Extraordinary Control and Public Affairs Chamber, which has been entirely formed out of so-called new judges, people who have been appointed to the Supreme Court on the recommendation from a National Council of Judiciary, which has been also politically captured and which is under political control of the government. So the point where I am personally afraid is that perhaps if this whole attempt to build a majority by peace will fail, they could try to do something about trying to void the election and retaking it based on some claim that the Supreme Court would examine. Those judges at the Supreme Court, the judges in this particular chamber, are not fully independent. Some of those people have been known to be friendly to the government, the current government. So it is not very likely, I would say, but this is something that I would definitely be watching out for, as most people will be now focused upon parliamentary majority and what will be happening in Sejm. But one another avenue that is quite worrying is the Supreme Court.
Right, but it will be relatively hard for the ruling party and even some of the judges that you just mentioned who are affiliated with the party and sitting on the Supreme Court to really invalidate an election with such a huge turnout and with probable irregularities just not really substantial. So it would really amount to a major political crisis and constitutional crisis. Would they really be ready to do that?
I think that you are right that both the very high turnout and the extremely strong mandate that those elections will have, thanks to over 70% of eligible polls voting, combined with the fact that if such a move to try to capture the election would happen, then I believe people would take to the streets, and this would be a major constitutional crisis in Poland, because we now know, seeing exit polls examining what were the core issues for the voters, that the rule of law and judiciary was one of the most important items on the agenda. So I think if the ruling camp will go so desperate, then there will be a very strong reaction from the society, which leads me to think that this is not impossible, that this is not likely to happen. But, you know, there is this old saying that the chances of you being killed by a rabbit are extremely small, but never zero.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, to perhaps change the subject and move into a sort of more long-term agenda, let's assume that even if it takes several weeks, the opposition will ultimately prevail in parliament and manage to put together a majority with either Mr. Tusk, the ex European Council president, or somebody else as prime minister. One of the key promises from the opposition parties, from the so-called democratic opposition parties, was to restore the rule of law in Poland and to reverse some of the democratic and institutional backsliding that we have observed. It is going to be an enormous task, also because I would presume the new government has to play by the rules rather than break them themselves. So how much space do they have to actually seriously reverse some of the negative tendencies that we've seen in the past 8 years?
So there will be indeed significant legal obstacles for the new pro-democratic government to reform, in fact, anything, not just the rule of law. Because first of all, President Duda wields the power of legislative veto, and he can use this veto to stop almost all legislation coming from the parliament. Now, there is a possibility to defeat the veto by a vote in the Sejm, but it's highly unlikely that the pro-democratic government will have a majority to do so, because the threshold is high and it would require them to enlist possibly Confederacja, and which would make it very difficult, or likely even peace itself, making it impossible because peace and Andrzej Duda, President Andrzej Duda, are allies. So this would be very hard, and in fact the government would have to probably negotiate with President Duda, finding maybe some way to compromise with him and to get him not to veto some of the legislation. But an important thing to be kept in mind is that the rule of law is just one of the many areas that needs to be reformed or improved in Poland. So the government, the new government, will likely have to very carefully consider what items they want to negotiate with President Duda. There are other obstacles. There is the Constitutional Tribunal, which is still out there, full of judges loyal to peace and appointed on purely political motivations, and who have been used to purely political purposes, because the most damaging judgments of the Polish Constitutional Tribunal over the last 8 years, including the 2020 abortion ruling and the 2021 ruling against the EU law and its primacy, they've been all purely politically motivated. So this Constitutional Tribunal is still there. And even if the government, the new majority, manages to pass any law in the parliament, first of all, President Duda could, instead of vetoing the law, send it for review at the Constitutional Tribunal. Or even if such a law is successfully passed and signed into force by President Duda, then a group of members of Sejm or senators from PiS could also request the tribunal to review this law. And the tribunal could potentially strike such law down by finding it incompatible with the constitution. So this would make things extremely difficult, at least until 2025 and the next presidential elections. Some of repairing of the rule of law could happen immediately, as it would not require legislation. For example, the abuse of the prosecutor's office by the prosecutor general, who is also the Minister of Justice in Poland currently, could end simply by the new person coming in and ceasing to use prosecutors in a political manner and no longer chasing around those prosecutors who don't do their political bidding. Same goes for judges. A big part of the campaign against the judiciary and harassment of judges critical of the government could end simply with the same person now wearing their Minister of Justice hat to simply stop attacking those people. So some positive change can be expected to happen quite quickly, but other things could take time until the presidential elections and until the terms of peace-friendly judges at the Constitutional Tribunal run out. Donald Tusk has been asked about the Constitutional Tribunal and about several rule of law items, and he always kept smiling and saying that they will have a very quick solution to this, and never elaborating in detail what that solution would entail. So I'm very curious, if they manage to get into government, what will be their steps and what they will do. This is not going to be easy. Of course, some lawyers could point out that some things could be used to the advantage of the new government. For example, the fact that those damaging judgments of the Constitutional Tribunal have been issued with participation of unlawfully appointed judges, who have been already found as being so by the European Court of Human Rights. But there is no clear law, legal means in Poland to invalidate a judgment of the Constitutional Tribunal. You could probably think about some creative judicial decision coming from any of the other Polish courts, the Supreme Court or the Supreme Administrative Court, but there is no clear way. So this is going to be an uphill road, I would say, to restore the rule of law in Poland for the next couple of years.
Right. And in a similar vein, there is a lot of expectation in EU capitals who seem to be a little surprised by the scale of the opposition victory in Poland, that there is some expectation that, Tusk or somebody else from the opposition can now bring Poland more firmly into the European mainstream and sort of become a leading voice in European affairs. You know, there's talk about the need for leadership for Europe's challenges, answering Europe's challenges, and so on and so forth. So everyone is sort of hoping for Poland to become a very constructive voice in European affairs and to contribute to the void or fill the void in leadership in Europe. Given all the constraints, the domestic constraints that the opposition-led government would face, how realistic are these expectations in your view?
So fortunately, foreign policy in Poland does not require legislation for the most part. So several items could happen really quickly without the need to legislate. And for example, changing the Polish position in the Council of the European Union and ceasing to support Hungary on the rule of law issue and becoming a constructive partner in many conversations on items which have been held up by Polish reluctance and so far, that could come very easily. But again, here there are also constraints, and under the Polish constitutional framework, the foreign policy is carried out by both the government and the prime minister and president. And under the PiS government, the division was rather clear, is that the prime minister Morawiecki was handling foreign policy towards the European Union and the Polish presence and the EU bodies, while President Andrzej Duda was more focused on the United States and defense cooperation. But now, with us looking into a period of possibly a very rough cohabitation between President Duda and Prime Minister Tusk, things could get more complicated, as President Duda could try to elbow himself into a more active role with regards to the European Union and presenting a position that would be contrary to what the government would say. And we already had a time of that when President Lech Kaczyński was very roughly coexisting with Prime Minister Donald Tusk in the past. So this could be also a complication for the government, although probably for the most people, interlocutors in Brussels, the decisive voice in Poland will be the one coming from the government and the prime minister.
Right. So the bottom line is, what are your expectations for the next 6 months? What will happen in Poland?
I think that, first of all, we will hopefully have a government and a working parliamentary majority. But apart from several items which will be rather easy to quickly implement, as they would not require legislation, I expect that the next 6 months will be basically the first steps on the long road, a very long road, which will have to entail a reform of judiciary to remove some of the biggest damage that has been incurred since 2015, restoring the rule of law and rebuilding the trust with Poland's international partners and making sure that Poland can constructively work with both the European Union and the United States. And all of this has to happen fast, because we are talking about Poland in a very specific context of the war in Ukraine and the Russian threat towards Poland, requiring Poland to act fast and to smoothly continue some of the activities and policies that have been enacted during the PiS government. For example, the strengthening of the military and the expansion of the Polish defense capabilities has for sure to continue, and quickly. So there will be no revolution, let's say, in the terms of reforming the courts and changing the Constitutional Tribunal, the Supreme Court. But I think that there will be a very welcome change in the rhetoric and in the posturing and in the way the Polish government interacts with both actors domestically and internationally. And that in itself will be a big positive change compared to what we've been experiencing over the last 8 years.
Jakub, thank you very much for your comments, for your insight, and fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed indeed. Thank you very much.